Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to the G Casa podcast. I'm your co-host, Maddie G. I'm gonna go straight into it by saying, first, I want to say sorry. Actually, I want to say sorry because I haven't been active when it comes to social media, YouTube, and even on the podcast that you hear from either Spotify or other podcast platforms. Just lately, I took the time to really seek God and. I really started to enjoy it, right? Weird. It's just, I grew up just being told who Jesus is, being told what to do, but not knowing the purpose behind it. And so when reading it for myself, seeing why I shouldn't do this, why I should do that, and all these things, it becomes more clear, and I'm just more willing, more open, and just thankful and grateful to be able to have the Holy Spirit, to be able to have Jesus in my life, man, because without him, I'm nothing, there was a point in my life where I was like, God, I'm done, I'm just gonna do me, and doing me got me nowhere to death, because the wages of sin is death, and I started to feel physically sick and mentally drained to the point where thoughts of even suicide started coming in, and I'm just like, no, I can't. I mean, for me, personally, suicide, I think of it as a coward move. Because it's like, the life God has given me is for me to help others. It's for me to glorify his kingdom, to worship him, because that's what I live for, to worship him. Both in spirit and in truth. So, I had to come to, a choice. Am I going to be a slave to sin? Or am I going to be a slave to God? And so, I started to really get to know Jesus. And I thank my bishop for that, because he proposed a question for me to answer. He said, write 2 to 3 things you didn't know about Jesus. And through that, I was reading the Gospels, Matthew and Luke, but mostly Matthew. And so I really started to understand Jesus both as a man and both as God, and his attitude when it comes towards things and how he dealt with certain people such as the Pharisees and the sinners and all that. And I started to really, think about, like, why would I want to leave Jesus and go for something that is only monetary, basically. It's there for the moment, That's all that sin is. It's only for a moment of satisfaction. But with Jesus, he will satisfy you. For he is the living bread. He is the living water. How much more, man? He feeds the birds of the air. And how much more of us? Us that have a conscience. Us that have a soul. Us that has a choice and a free will. Free will to make choices. And so that's why I love Jesus also. He's like such a gentleman, man. He doesn't barge in, he knocks. So, yeah. And so this book I started to look at was Charles Spurgeon. Charles Spurgeon. The title of the book is Following Christ. And I started to read the back of it, And the gist of it is that if you're going to really serve Christ, then I'm jumping ahead. If you want Christ, then you have to be willing to serve him. And that's the part many of us don't want to do. We want the blessings, but we don't want to go through nothing. We don't want to go through the trials. We don't want to go through the tribulation, the testing. We just want the glory without going through the story. So it's just not right. If you look at Jesus, he went through so much for us ungrateful people, us that were willing, willing to sin, and he still loved us. He still looked after us. He still gave us what we needed. Made for us was healing, encouraging word. Motivation, he gives that to us. All we have to do is come to him with a humble heart and repent. But many of us don't want to do that because it takes work. And it's because we like what we do. We like what we do. We like to be rebellious. And you know, rebellion is witchcraft. So, just want to throw that out there. And stubbornness too, I believe. And the Old Testament talked about that. I'm honestly, I know Old Testament stories, but I'm more into the New Testament. It's a bad habit. I gotta read both. But I just, right now, New Testament, I just, that's my thing. Because Jesus is talked about in there. I'm like, yeah. And so, yeah. Yeah, you know what? Actually, yeah. Let me know, y'all. Let me know which y'all read more. The Old Testament or the New Testament. Or do y'all read both equally? Let me know. Because I'm actually curious. I want to see if I'm the only one, you know, that only reads mostly New Testament. But yeah, alright, so back to what I was saying about if you really want Christ, you gotta be willing to serve him. You must deny yourself, take up your cross, and being a disciple means that you are willing to lay your life down for the gospel, to preach the good news. You know, and it's hard to really think about it, but it's so worth it knowing that you will have eternal life, that you will be with the Father, hearing his voice saying, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And the problem is, though, many of us won't hear it because we keep hindering ourselves, holding on to something that is not ours. Many can be, it could be sexual morality, lust, envy, all these things. And the Bible actually talks about that, I believe, in Galatians 5:19 and on. And it talks about, you know, certain things that we do will not allow us to inherit the kingdom. Inherit, you know, yeah, the kingdom, and not allowing us to go to heaven because we are acting in sin. And we have to come to a point where we have to walk in the Spirit, because only through the Spirit, we won't be willing, we won't be enticed to fulfill the lustful desires of our flesh, the lustful desires. And if those start to erupt, you know, within you, then you have to bring it before God, call someone, or just leave the room, you know what I mean? We have to not be prideful and think that we could fight it, you know, with our own strength, fight against that thing with our own strength. Whether that is whether it's a temptation to sin, or whether you're listening to something and it's just like making you think of things that you shouldn't be thinking of. So yeah, it takes discipline, you know, and that's the thing. It takes discipline. It's not a one day thing. It's consistency. You have to go to Christ. You gotta pray. It says in the Word, man. I believe in 1 Thessalonians 4. I don't know if it's 4:20. I don't remember, but I know it's around there where it was like, pray consistently. We have to, because the same way the enemy is constantly throwing darts at us and lies at us, we have to consistently remind ourselves of God's truth and remind ourselves of our identity. And in saying that, reminds me of that verse where it says, speak those things as though they were. Meaning that, speak those things. Saying that, yo, I am a man of God. I am going to fulfill the purpose God has for me. I am going to do this. I am going to do that. And so, we have to do that. Because the enemy's going to always try to throw lies saying, oh, this is what you need right now. This is the only way you can get out of this situation. This is what's going to fulfill what you're missing. Or this is what's going to satisfy you. This is what's going to give you what you always wanted. And it's a lie. If it's not of God, then it's a lie. If it goes contrary to what the Bible says, it's a lie. Sin is sin. There's no sin greater than another. At the end of the day, all sins are the same wages, death. But because of God's love, and because of his son Jesus, through his blood we are forgiven. Through him, through Christ, we are made new. All we have to do is let go. You can't rebuke it. Be like, I rebuke that. No, you gotta be like, I let go of that thought. I let go of the old me. And I really encourage you to read Isaiah. I believe it's Isaiah 43:18-19. Where basically it says, don't consider the old. Behold, I am making a new thing. I'm making a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And we got to remember not to think of the old, but look ahead. Look at what God is doing. Look how he's able to make a way for you where there was none, where there was no way. Where he is making room for you. That's why I love God. I just love him. But to be honest, man, there's some times where I just, like, ponder. I'm like, why love me, you know? Like, there's some moments where I purposely, like, sinned against you, knowing that it's wrong, but I did it, and you still love me. And I'm like, wow, it's just crazy. And one of the verses that I came across was in Romans, I think 8, I'm not sure. If y'all know it, then let me know. It is the one that says, nothing can separate us from the love of God, basically. Nor death, nor height, nor principalities, nor angels, nor demons. That verse. And it's like, God's love, man, it's not for just one individual. It's not just for one group. It's for the whole world. Even for a sinner. So it's just beautiful the way God loves, and that's what we need to love. Like, we need to show love like that. You know, people got a false type of love. Their love is it's really lust. I mean, yeah, it's really lust. They love you for what you have and not who you are. And so, yeah, it's crazy. I'm just pondering on them. Like, wow, it's just amazing. But yeah, back to what I was saying, yo. I went off, my bad, y'all. It was, we're talking about Charles Spurgeon, and having Christ and serving him is what we are to do if we do accept Christ, which is to serve him. Basically what it says in the back, I can, I'll read it to you. I already shortened it, but I'm just gonna read the whole thing. It says, you cannot have Christ if you would not serve him. If you take Christ, you must take him in all his qualities. You must not simply take him as a friend, but you must also take him as your master. If you are to become his disciples, you must also become his servant. God forbid that anyone fights against that truth. It is certainly one of our greatest delights on earth to serve our Lord. This is to be our joyful vocation, even in heaven itself. His servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face. Revelation 22:3-4. And then they have another verse, Matthew 20:27, which says, whoever will be chief among you, let him be your slave. Basically saying, if you want to be first, you need to learn how to be a servant. And that is so good. You know, you want to be part of ministry, you have to learn how to serve, whether that's cleaning the bathrooms, cleaning the benches, mopping, sweeping, because then that will lead you to being, for example, a preacher or maybe a musician in the worship team, because you know where you came from. You came from serving, and to serving is what we are to be, and we are to do for others, to serve them. Because this walk is not about ourselves, but it's about those that are coming after us. It's about the lost souls. Also, we need to take action and use the tools. And yeah, use the tools that are there for us. You know, use our resources. Use our resources. Use our talents to serve others, and to most importantly serve God through serving others. So, whether that's giving money to a homeless person, or saying, "Hi, you look very nice today," to a random person, or helping someone. That goes a long way. That is serving. That's what Jesus did. He was helping by healing. And I could go on. Let me stop. Because healing is the biggest part for me. I look at Jesus and I look. He healed a blind man. He raised someone from the dead. Like, bro. Like, what? That's crazy. And so, yeah. Another verse is John 12, 26. It says, "If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be." Another great one about serving. And so, anyways, y'all, wish me luck in this journey of following Christ. You know what? I read a little bit, on the, what would you call it? I guess digital book? I don't know how you call it, I guess. Digital book. There's a digital book of this one, and I read it. I read a little bit, and it was amazing, man. Like, Charles Spurgeon, he goes deep. I recommend that you read this, y'all. This book, another one by Ray Comfort, is it's about, faith is for weak people. That book I recommend. Kryptonite, as I told you before on the YouTube video. The Forgotten Jesus by Robbie Galati. I haven't read this book yet, but it looks very interesting. I was recommended to read it, and I'm gonna take my time in reading that when I come across that. Because I have a lot of books, man. Another book I have is C.S. Lewis' signature classic, basically meaning that it's like six books. You know, you got Mere Christianity, Screwtape, and the other ones. I think it was The Four Loves. I don't remember, but it was a lot. That one, and oh my gosh, this one was a really good one. I haven't finished it yet, but it's called Discerning the Voice of God: How to Recognize When God is Speaking by, I don't want to say a name wrong, Priscilla Shear. I don't know if I'm saying her name wrong. I probably am. Please forgive me. But yeah, these are the books that I'm planning to go and read. But I want to first finish Kryptonite, and then I'm gonna read Charles Spurgeon, Following Christ. And yeah, I'm going from there. But yeah, so anyways, y'all, I just want to leave you with encouragement, just saying that you are more than a conqueror, that you can do all things through Christ, and that greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Remember, it's not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit that we could overcome anything, that we could go through anything. And remember that joy always comes in the morning, and we are to rejoice in this new day that God brings. And I really encourage you to take the time and look at the things you have and be content with it. Being grateful, being thankful. For many don't have a bed to sleep on. Many don't have a window to look out and see creation. Many don't have clothes and all these things. But you do. So I really encourage you to thank God for these things, and even for the spiritual things, especially for the spiritual things. And also pray for your leaders, pray for the congregation, and pray for those that will come in the future, the lost souls. But yeah, that's it, man. You guys already know, we have an Instagram. It's gcasa.podcast. We also have a YouTube channel, G Casa Podcast. You can look that up on the YouTube search bar, and you shall see it, hopefully. What else? Anchor, G Casa Podcast, and Spotify, G Casa Podcast, and basically all podcast platforms. But yeah, let me know, y'all, by the way, if you want me to do like a book review. like read chapters with you live on Instagram or maybe YouTube. Because I would like to engage with you, you know. We had like a book club. We could do like a little book club. I think that'd be cool. And then we could also read a chapter together and talk about it live. I'll read your comments and I'm like, yo, that's good. Let me add on to that. You know, I think it'd be cool. But, yeah, anyways, it's late right now in New York, so I'm going to bed. So, good night, y'all. Take care. Or good morning, wherever you're at. But, peace. Peace. I talk too much, my bad. Peace. 'Kay, guys, I just want to quickly mention that we do have a TikTok, GCASA Podcast, and just want to thank you for all the support that's been going on the Instagram, you know, from the likes and comments, and I just hope you guys really take in the message I'm trying to convey. So far, what came out was me talking about Psalms 139 verses 14, and also another one, I believe in 1 Timothy 4, about God wanting you to be saved. And there's more coming. Stay tuned, like I said previous. And anyways, take care. And I hope to talk to you again. Like I said, also the podcast, where to find us, Instagram, YouTube, all these things. So anyways, that's it, y'all. And take care. Peace.